a short ad and a short English and bilingual English Spanish.
So, do you got a Mr. Secretary?
Yeah.
Is
that amendment passed by without objection or?
Any objections as amended? Hearing no objection. Passed by consent. Perfect. Okay.
So we're ready to vote on this motion.
Yes. Go ahead and vote on the motion.
Okay. All in favor of this strategic planning set up email communication line for listeners motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Any opposed? Abstention?
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
One abstention.
Okay. Call the order of the day.
So, with your 10 minutes extension, we have three more motions on the agenda.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was calling for the order of the day.
I didn't hear you because there's talking, but also use the mic.
I'm calling for the orders of the day, which will be adjournment.
Okay. Yeah, go for that.
We extended to 2 o'clock.
Okay, so the next.
Yeah, there was actually a motion on the floor earlier, and I have a procedural.
What was the motion?
The motion was to vote on
November 19th.
Okay.
Bylaws amendments, which was made by Michael Novick and seconded by Dan Goodman. And I have a procedural issue with that.
Point of order on that? We passed a resolution in the previous.
So the point of order, the point of procedure, that's what the terminology I was looking for. The point of procedure is the local station board passed a motion stating that it would not vote on any national bylaws amendments because we do not consider the current national board to be a legitimate body because of not seating members from WPAI properly and for the inappropriate seating of the affiliate directors. So, if we want to vote on the national bylaws amendments, then this body needs to repeal the previous notion before voting on bylaws amendments. So that was the motion procedure.
Yes. Good catch, Mr. Secretary. Lydia?
Yes, so that motion was, of course, should have been ruled out of order since the bylaws tasked the LSB, the delegates, not the LSB members, but the delegates. It's one of its primary responsibilities. And ironically, your directors during that time did vote on the previous bylaws amendments while locally saying not to. I mean, the contradictions are staggering. But nevertheless, so as delegates, your responsibility, you can vote no on them, of course, and you can vote no on them for the same reasons. But to as soon as you fail to meet your responsibilities as a delegate, you subject yourself to something that the National Board has not availed itself of for reasons of consideration, and a lot of board members here are new, which is that just with a simple majority vote, you can remove LSB members if they fail to comply with what they're tasked to do, in effect. So I would recommend, if you're against the bylaws, vote no, but don't renege on your responsibility, besides which that suit, and Jen can speak to that, has been rendered moot. And Jen, perhaps you can chime in.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Shannon, no, yours is.
Okay, so I consider what we just experienced was bureaucratic intimidation and bullying, a threat that we would be removed from the board if we don't compromise our integrity and say that we invalidate these actions by the PNB, who have systemically and continuously refused to seek representation from BAI. And therefore, we're not voting on bylaws that are coming approved, originated and approved from the PNB. The other issue on this, please, I don't care to be interrupted.
Needs to clarify something.
Yes.
So I agree with what the secretary said. We would have to reverse or rescind that motion before we could vote. And anyhow, this is lame duck. This is the end of the year. These bylaws approval, bylaws that are being recommended, can be approved next year after new boards are seated, instead of trying to shove it through under the existing boards as a lame duck effort. I'm not speaking to the merit of these bylaws amendments. That's not the issue. But the threat and saying that, if you don't approve this in the last today, right now, you could be removed from the LSB. It's just a threat. And it might occur, because that's what they did to BAI. They said, we don't like you, and we're not going to let you see.
We'll wait over a budget on this, please.
Because I think what you're referring to is an issue with the delegates meeting. We're right now in an LSB meeting,
that's
so
correct.
I don't know that we should be discussing this as well right now.
So the moment that,
go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say that. If we wanted to take a vote on this, we would have to do it in a properly noticed delegates assembly.
Right.
It's not appropriate to take that up here and now. So
we can drop the motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay, Rob.
Okay, so let's move.
Good catch.
Point of personal privilege?
Yes.
I just want to point out, I did not make that motion. I just raised to the in the PNB report that the bylaws amendments are pending and need to be dealt with either at this meeting or the next one
right.
In November.
I'm glad we touched that on nice things. Page 17, Grace, I think it's your motion.
Oh, I think
did we do that?
No, we did that.
No.
No, 17. I'm gonna speak to that about the delegates. Okay.
Yeah, that's his motion.
All right. What we discussed in the Strategic Planning Committee last Wednesday was various moves that we need to make in order to right our ship and to get back on sound ground. And it was very popularly received and moved on in that committee that we start this survey of getting out to our former listeners, which will be our easiest resales. They used to support us. They're not doing it now. They may be dead. They may moved away. They may be broke. There's something happening there. We need to reach out to these people, and these are the easiest people to bring back into our community. So we need to conduct a survey, and we need to touch these people. We need to reach out in a very human way and ask them what's going on. Now, a couple of months ago, I distributed the survey around to everybody. If you want to get another copy of that, I'll try and send it out to all the LSB members, and so that you can get an idea of what we're talking about. I welcome modifications on this. I looked at a lot of radio station surveys and came up with this composite. And the way it's structured now is we need to ask people 7 questions to begin with, but that's all we're really asking them. If they don't want to answer more than that, that's fine. And it's basically, what are we doing right and what are we doing wrong? We appreciate your feedback. We want to improve. And we're calling people up to get an idea of what we need to do that. Now, if they open up, we can talk about the programming itself. And there's a list of questions, a list of different types of programming they can talk about, and a way to scale their reactions on a natural, reflexive way that's very authentic with the person. And we can ask them more questions, which gets, you know, when they're probed on something, to get a feedback on that. And if they're still talkative and still want to talk to the surveyor, then we can ask them about our music, which is the last survey on the back. And we ask them for emails at the last thing and tell them that if we can get an email from you, we'll send you the results of our survey so that they'll know. And then we can build up a base of information that we can go back to these people regularly in a non-invasive way with an email to keep in contact with them and hopefully bring them back into our community. But after that, we want to move on and go to our current listeners to find out an idea of what they want and what they're not liking at KPFK, so that we will have an objective base to determine where our programming is going wrong. If we're the absolute least listened to station in Southern California, we've got a major problem. They're not listening to us. They're not sending us money. They're not being a part of our community anymore. And we've got a great opportunity, I think, in this time and space in our culture in general, to really bring these people back in and get them back focused on a future to believe in. Because I think, in general, in the populace, that people are waking up to the fact that their whole political process has been yanked out of their hands, and they're pissed. They're pissed on the left, and they're pissed on the right. And look, they come up with an antichrist like Donald Trump to actually be president of the United States of America. So we're ready for a new cultural change. Mike, I'll get to you if you can hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, 2 minutes.
To extend time of the meeting.
Could we?
We already passed this in principle on motion a month or two ago.
Okay.
It's just implementation.
Is there any objection to the motion? Any objection, Charles?
I would like a bit of clarification here, perhaps offer an amendment. I'm fully in support of this. I'm also fully in support of Alan Beek's motion. However, I wonder if they differ, where they differ, and why they can't be combined into one. So you're not, like, contacting somebody, the same person, by email and by phone?
Well, we're not contacting anybody.
So that there's a list, a master list, where somebody's been contacted and completed the survey once. They don't go through it twice.
Well, I think we can ascertain that on a phone call pretty quickly, Charles. If they've answered by email, they can tell us they've done that.
Wait, I think, Charles, it's my understanding that Alan will have an email where people can write in, and then Alan will respond to their emails.
Rather than try and do this all over the phone, shouldn't we at least have the option of emailing somebody the survey and having them email it back?
In what way? How will we implement that, Charles?
You'll have emails.
We're getting a database from these people we would call up. We're asking them for their emails. We're building a unique database for those former listeners so we can periodically, in a non-invasive way, not calling them again, but getting that back to them at that point with emails to, you know, tell them about what's going on and get their feedback. So that would feed in. It would make what Alan's talking about a more robust, fleshed-out program.
Okay. We have Grace, we have Lydia, and we have
I'm very much in favor of this. We've hardly ever done market research. We need to do market research. Steve is volunteering his time. It's completely different from the email survey. Because it's not, the email survey is different. Because when you make outgoing phone calls, you're reaching people who might not ever contact the station. People who contact the station are a different public. You get a different response. So they're not equivalent. They should be separated. So I think that this is a no-brainer, and I think we'll get a lot of useful information from it.
Let me interject something real quick. I want to draft every person in this room to be a part of this. I want all of you to come down, pick up the phone, and call people. We need to get all of you involved, and we need to get you all hands-on for this. So because it says here I'm empowered to recruit. I'm recruiting all of you.
Okay, call the question, and I'd like to add more time to the agenda because I got a word back from Roy Tuckman about his willingness.
Call the question on this.
Yeah. Add more time. Maybe we should add more time first.
Call the question. Second. All those in favor? Okay.
Okay. Answer.
Come on.
That's fine. Let's just do it back.
Any objections? Any objection? Okay, let's call the question.
Okay, call the question.
All in favor of the last donor survey motion?
Okay.
13. Any opposed? One opposed. Abstention? One abstention. Motion carries.
Okay. Motion to extend time for 10 minutes.
Second.
Any objections?
So it'd be the 2:40.
Okay, so there are objections.
What are objections?
All those in favor?
2:40 to 2:10.
I'm sorry. 2:10.
Okay. So all in favor of all in favor of extending for 10 minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All opposed? 1, 2, 10. Motion carries.
Sean, one last word on this. We want to launch this next month in November after we're done with the October fund drive and before we initiate the December fund drive. We want to put it in November to start it off and see how it floats, basically.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, I would like to make a point of clarification. Okay, and this is relevant and important because it has to do with the finance, the discussion of finance. I emailed Roy Tuckman to ask him if he would be willing to broadcast his old hours, and I asked him if he would be willing. Do I have permission to make his answer public? And he said yes, and. I will just quote his email. He says, and I would like to have this put into the record because it's important for the National Finance Committee to understand that this is an available source of income. And he says, quote, of course, I always would have been so willing, that is, to do those additional entire hours. My heart is with the listeners, period. I have never rejected that idea. Thanks for checking. And he went on, and I wanted to go to the rest of it.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
No, it's not coming back.
I'd
like to make a quick motion that any budget suggestion include a $100,000 revenue improvement item, which stipulates that Roy Tuckman's hours be restored.
And Sonali's,
if possible.
No, she's at 36,000.
I just received a message back from Sonali because, again, this is clearly a budget issue. These are revenue streams just like our website and our volunteer room, which I think is Jerry in at the moment. Apparently the reason is that... I need a moment.
Okay, let's move on. Grace or...
Well, I just made a motion.
Motion. Was there a second on the motion?
Second.
The motion is to insert into a proposal for the KPFK budget an income improvement item of approximately $137,000 by restoring Sonali Kolhatkar and Roy Tuckman to their original schedules.
Okay, and it's been seconded.
Okay, can you type that out?
Yeah. Are there any objections? Okay.
All in favor of Jan's motion?
Grace's motion.
Grace's motion.
For it was both Roy and Sonali, right?
Right.
Yes.
One, two.
That's Grace's motion.
Yeah.
That's right, Grace. Maybe not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Roberta?
All opposed? One, two, three, four. Abstentions? 1, 2. Motion carries 8-4 with 2 abstentions.
Okay, well, you're okay.
And then,
I just have a brief statement from Sonali. Our program director has offered our GM.
Could you please use the mic?
Yeah. Our program director has offered a proposal where the other 8 a.m. programmers can be moved so that Sonali can be returned to full time, yet our GM has not responded. She says here that she is eager to come back and confused why the station would pay my producer and I full time and not use the work. I'm not confused. If anyone at this table is confused, it's because every time we ask the GM, we get a little bit of back and forth, and then it's this hearsay, oh, Roy doesn't want his show. And again, you see, Jan, we communicate constantly. It's 2016, we got cell phones. We could have verified it while she was talking. But see, there's the bottom line. This is not a personnel issue.
The motion has passed, so I think, yeah.
Okay.
Point. So let's just
I'm sorry. I digress. I was referring to the dishonesty at our GM.
We're running out of time.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm done for the day. You guys
can we move?
This order of business is governance. Please, Aaron.
Okay.
Is this your motion?
Yes.
Something to do with public comment speaking time.
No. Okay. Oh, yes. Local station board committee structure shall allow only elected committee members to speak and vote at committee meetings except for 2 5-minute public comment periods that will be designated for anyone not on the committee to speak.
Any discussion?
Yes.
I think this is an outrageous motion. First of all, any member of the public who comes to a meeting is not a member of the committee for weeks, for months. You're trying to silence the voice of the listeners that we rely on. We need more people on our committees beyond LSB members. This LSB has a responsibility to be open to listener input, and I can't believe you're proposing that we restrict people at committee meetings to 5 minutes of public comment and no ability to participate in debate, discussion, offering proposals, making motions and amendments, and being responsible members of the family of KPFK. It's just outrageous. It's unbelievable.
Ken and Ben, Steve and Charles.
Okay. This is a $14 million network that's going down the drain because we're allowing public who ran for the LSB and came in near last to come to meetings and disrupt the meetings and do political rants and prevent the committees from conducting their business. Now, at any time, the chair of the committee and the committee can override this and say, we're making an exception, we want to hear from so-and-so. But the point is, the committees are based on elected LSB members and volunteers who come in who are members who want to be on the committee and are voted on by the committee to be members. It is restrictive because we have a lot of goddamn work to do. And it's not there to have people come up and start preaching about some political harangue or their fixed ideas and disrupt the meeting and interrupt people. And here you go. That's my example. That's a perfect example. And that's why we need this motion.
Just because we disagree with you.
3 years in the LSB, and I'm going to tell you, the thing that's made me want to quit more than anything is going to meetings where individuals should start talking from the audience. And there's no confusion here with the word vote. This is not changing voting. They could not vote already. This is not changing membership of the committees or the voting, just and not changing talking. They can still speak. It's just kind of controlling when that is.
Thanks, Charles. Thank you.
I would like to speak to both the spirit and I think what would be most functional. As someone who is stepping down from the LSB in December and has served on 4 committees, I have to say that I find this motion at times to be necessary. We don't have the capacity to have a sergeant at arms at every meeting, and our committee meetings are not meant to be group therapy sessions. They're meant to be working business to assist the station management in guiding our efforts in a more functional way. So, but I would offer a friendly amendment. I think this should be amended for 2 8-minute periods of public comment. And also that to add, allow only elected committee members to speak, blah, 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 unless recognized by the chair of the committee.
I second Charles' amendment.
It's Grace's motion. She's
okay. Any discussion?
Okay. I would
sorry, it's a committee motion.
That Charles's amendment be divided in two. because it's two separate points. One is that it's 2 8-minute periods of public comment,
yes. Uh-huh.
And the other is at the discretion of the chair,
right.
Which I think that that's always...
that's not recognized in this, but I think
yes,
it should be recognized.
One of the reasons that... I move to divide the motion, the amendment into two amendments so that they can be voted on separately. And I would like to explain that. And that's that the reason for this motion is that it publicly puts the chairs in a tight spot where they're considered to be punitive or overly harsh to the public. That's why if it's in policy, the chair has to follow Robert's Rules of Order and the policy. And if you're putting it at the discretion of the chair, there's no reason for this policy at all. Because it just obliterates the intent of the policy. So I move if it's not seconded, but I move to separate these into two separate amendments.
Yeah, the motion, yes. The amendment hasn't been seconded.
Steve seconded.
Okay, all right.
So I have a motion to divide.
Yeah, you can always divide it. That's okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
I don't think it requires a motion. I mean, you just ask for it to be divided, and it is when we vote on it.
Okay, so we're approaching time certain. Let's vote on each one of these separated.
I'm sorry, I'd like to speak on the amendment. Every Tuesday I go to meetings of the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners, which is a public agency in the city of Los Angeles, and they have public comment on every single agenda item that they have, and somehow they manage to function and complete their business. I repeat again, I find it outrageous, the idea that if you're going to have public comment, you need to have public comment for every motion that the committee considers, so you get the input from the listeners. Over many, many years, I've chaired numerous committees of this local station board. I chaired the Interim Program Council and many other bodies of Pacifica. It never interfered with our business to have free-flowing, open discussion with the people who came to the meetings. When we had the Interim Program Council, we would take our meetings down to Long Beach, out to East L.A., all around the city, and we would allow people who came to the meetings to speak to the program council, who were elected members. They were not. They were just listeners. But they had valid things and important things to say that we needed to hear.
It's a very romantic story. I've been to various committees and boards, and they follow Robert's Rules of Order, and the public does not integrate itself into discussion of items. And there may be certain requirements of certain city councils in their charter, but that's not it. And I've witnessed where people who are opposing this motion have raised their voice to try to stop public from interrupting other people during a meeting. So it's not true. Yeah, call the question.
Second.
We have to vote on the amendment.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn and postpone all these items to the next meeting because it's a contentious item. We're all tired, hungry, and have other things to do today. So I move that we adjourn and postpone the items to the next meeting.
Second.
Objection to adjournment.
Yay!